Hey, what is up, dudes and dudeens? I am the Link here with Ganon the Dark Lord, Clown, yeah. Dylan, what are you doing? Connor?
What?
What was that?
My scream?
Why did you scream?
I was signifying who I was. I was signifying myself.
Oh.
Man.
You wrecked the intro.
You wrecked the intro.
And it was a good intro.
I was surprised. I thought he was going to fuck with it.
It's better when he fucks with it.
In a world where intros are fucked with.
What is that noise?
For the record, I have the instant soundboard open for this episode, so I'm going to be doing stuff.
Make it relevant, though.
I'll try.
Fit in.
I'll try.
In with what we're doing.
So basically, our episodes don't change, do they?
Not really.
Like, it's always sure. The same. It's all the same jokes.
Not necessarily. This is something new.
The explanation of how all of our jokes are the same is a new joke. Well, then, that's a paradox. So what's up? What's up with you fools?
The Poiple car is clean.
That's cool.
Inside and outside.
You gonna attack somebody with it?
That's a possibility.
Hitman.
I'm pretty sure you know who would be attacked first.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
Tony we'll is see. Still lost.
Yeah. Doesn't matter.
We should discuss Tony's new nickname.
My new nickname?
The new nickname?
Well, it was like if he started a rap career as The Link, I wanted it to be Da Link, like D-A Link, all one word, and I wanted D-A to be lowercase and Link to be all uppercase.
Tony? Follow in the footsteps of Lord Z. Become a rapper.
Start a rap career.
The thing is, I tried that with Crash Raptitude a while back. It didn't go well at all. I never finished it because of how awful I am at it.
I never thought
you just need Joey's inspiration.
Meh.
Do what he did. Just scream. He said he basically just screams.
See, the thing is, I have rare opportunities to record due to my family.
Well, perseverance, Tony. Perseverance.
Just rap in front of
them. They won't be too happy if I do that while my brothers are around.
You don't have to swear.
I have that in the lyrics, though. It's a thing.
Oh, well. You can make clean lyrics that don't swear.
Yeah.
Or try your best not to.
Yeah, that wouldn't be too fun.
No, it'd be pretty boring.
Just like this conversation.
Well, you brought it up.
Damn it, I did. Alright. Forget I said that. I'll edit it out. It's
all
okay.
It's all your fault.
I'll edit it out. Nobody will know.
Okay. What was that?
Nothing.
That was weird.
Did a portal just open? We're in the future.
Uh-oh.
Oh, where are we now?
I thought it was the future still.
Oh, I heard it again. So we must have moved.
We're further into the future.
Oh. I'm wearing a futuristic top hat.
I have a monocle.
A futuristic top hat?
Yeah. It's got like an LED light going around it.
Just hovering? Or is it connected to something?
No, it helps me fly.
Oh. Oh, very handy dandy LEDs. So,
how about we move on to our first segment, because I don't see this going anywhere.
Yeah, well, you know what? I have something that's always relevant.
What?
Is that Inspector Gadget I hear?
I think it is.
I love you.
We're turning into a soap opera. Kiss him.
kiss him.
No thanks.
Oh.
I don't love him that much.
I'm sorry, right. Tony. I'm eating, by the way.
Neato.
Great.
I probably shouldn't be.
Yeah, okay. I finished my food before we recorded. What's up, Connor?
Okay, so...
You're usually the one eating food.
Segment.
Not always.
First segment is usually news, yes?
Yeah.
We're actually...
No.
No, I have something.
You have something.
Funny joke of the week!
Oh, right, that thing.
Why do milking stools only have three legs?
Why?
Because the cow's got the udder! Oh my god, I'm insane!
I think we figured this out a long time ago.
You got anything, Dylan?
I forgot we had the punny joke of the week.
I basically just keep this up every week.
I always forget about it since I never do it.
Well, I have one.
Oh, God.
A woman had twins but gave them up for adoption. One of them went to a family in Egypt and was named Amal. The other went to a family in Spain who named him Juan. Years later, Juan sent a picture of himself to his mom. When she got the picture, she told her husband wistfully that she wished she also had a picture of Amal. Her husband responded, "But they're twins. If you've seen Juan, you've seen them all."
We are going nowhere in life.
I know. Isn't it brilliant?
It is, though.
That was fun.
Alright,
So,
I news? Think it's time for news.
Nose goes?
Finger, nose.
My finger's already on my nose.
Same here.
I guess I'll be going first.
Okay.
Mine is about some sort of copyright alert system that's supposed to, like, prevent piracy. I didn't really read it, I just kind of saw it and I got pissed, so... It says the new copyright alert system is intended to educate consumers about online piracy by sending up to 6 electronic messages notifying subscribers when their accounts are used to download or share such content. Internet service providers would send the alerts to a subscriber after receiving a notice from a copyright holder. Consumers who ignore the notices could face mitigation measures such as slower internet connections or redirection to a special website that provides information about copyright protections. Internet service providers would not be required to terminate any subscriber accounts or hand over subscriber names to copyright holders. This is really fucking stupid.
Well, speaking of this, I have something relevant to say. Like, over winter, one of my friends said he was torrenting something, and he got, like, a letter from their internet provider saying that they were, like, illegally downloading crap or something.
I've gotten those before.
It's very... I don't know. It was just very weird. I've never gotten a letter from anybody.
I'm pretty sure...
Actually, I never got them, but my parents did, and they were rather pissed.
Oh. you know, if you don't seed, I'm pretty sure that doesn't happen.
So
the thing is, I have my thing set not to seed, but, yeah, I don't know.
Well, we're not allowed to torrent anything at his house anymore. Sounded like a very threatening letter.
Lovely.
I don't know exactly what it said, but
here are my thoughts on the matter.
Alright, that makes up for everything you did to piss me off. Ever. Because I love that song.
But, in all seriousness, though, Matt was talking to me about this when I was over at his house the other day. And, I guess, like, what this is it's not only going to restrict, like, people who, like, directly take, like, creative works from the original authors, but I think, isn't it also basically going to restrict, like, pretty much anything related to the works, including, like, you know, fan dubs, covers of music, stuff like that.
You're talking about Bill S978.
Oh, that's something else.
Yeah.
Then.
That's the Bill.
But that's like, different, and we can talk about that later. Because I want to reserve time for that shit.
Yeah, and I don't know very much about it, so I'll let Connor rant about it.
All right. So that was basically my news story. It was something unrelated to that. It's some sort of system where the ISP is going to know when you're downloading stuff and then send you alerts and then, like, pull a teacher thing and send you to a website that teaches you, hey, this is bad. Don't do it. It's like smacking you in the face.
No, you're a bad boy.
Yeah, but they're not required to stop your internet, so I don't understand it.
I don't know.
Either way, that was my news story. Who's next?
All right. I'll go next. All right. This article is titled "Home Intruder Asks to Use the Bathroom."
What?
Police charged a man with breaking into a South Windsor home and telling the homeowner he needed to use the bathroom. Keith Elliott Kane, 36, broke into a home on Homestead Drive around 12:45 a.m. Wednesday, police said. A woman inside told police she woke up to find Kane standing over her bed. He then told the woman he needed to use the bathroom. The woman said Kane seemed paranoid and made incoherent statements before running away. Police said he did not physically threaten or harm the woman, but officers said Kane defecated on the home's front walkway. Police used the canine to help track Kane and arrest him. Kane may also be responsible for ringing doorbells of other homes in the area. He is charged with second-degree criminal trespass, criminal mischief, and disorderly conduct. And he was held at $50,000 bond and is expected on court Wednesday. If you want to see what this guy looks like, I'll link you the article.
It sounds ridiculous.
He does look kind of insane, in my opinion.
He sounds insane.
He sounds very insane.
Who breaks into somebody's house? I don't understand.
Although this article also spelt his name wrong.
It looks very creepy.
And like, apparently, in this article, they wrote his name as Health, but above it says Heath. So, yeah. I don't know. I found that it was just a video when I first found it, so I had to go look up for an actual article.
I really
don't. So I could actually read. People are insane and crazy.
I mean, do you really need to...
It almost reminds me of last summer. Some guy who used to live in my neighborhood was, I don't know if he was drunk or high or what, he was running through the backwoods of our house, just galloping through the woods. My parents shined a deer spotlight on him, and he just froze, like nobody was going to see him. He just froze there. He ended up running through a bunch of people's backyards and going into one of my neighbor's house. He just walked right into my neighbor's house.
That's
and
weird.
He just kept saying, he just kept saying, like, I'm going to bed. I need to go to bed. It's like, so he eventually got arrested for, yeah.
Wow.
I just thought it was hilarious when he was running back behind the house.
You said, okay, so when you said reminds me of last summer, I thought you were going to be like, yeah, I did that one time.
Oh, no.
This one time at band camp?
This one time at band camp, I went into somebody's house and asked if I could use their bathroom.
Well, I'm not going to stand over their bed and stare at them at, like, midnight.
Paranormal Activity.
Oh, God, that was creepy. That was creepy.
Tony, have you seen Paranormal Activity?
I have not.
It's a good movie.
Paranormal Entities was also creepy.
Was it actually, like, a movie? I thought it looked like a documentary.
It was
all that good myself, but meh.
I don't know if it was a documentary or what, but it looked exactly like this filming style of Paranormal Activity, except for it dealt with a brother, a sister, and a mother whose father died, and the mom thought it was the dad haunting it, but it really wasn't, because then the person just started mocking them.
I see.
And it ended badly, let's just say.
So, wait, Tony, what'd you say about Paranormal Activity?
I've heard mixed reviews, but for the most part, I've heard it wasn't all that good.
Okay, you know what? Would you buy into a ghost story?
Not really.
Okay, then maybe you wouldn't like it. It is filmed in, like, home movie style. Like, I think it only appeals, it only works if you're able to buy into it.
Right.
I don't know.
And also, the last 5 seconds suck lots of donkey penis.
Yeah, Connor doesn't like the very last five. He likes the entire movie, but the last 5 seconds.
I thought the rest of the movie was made perfectly, except for that last 5 seconds. Lovely. Seriously.
Yeah, Paranormal Entities doesn't end like that.
Because the end of it, just made me laugh. Everything up until that last 5 seconds was
oh, because it was glorious. A stereotypical
it was
horror
so
movie.
Stereotypical. Alright, I'm done ranting about that. Tony, okay. You have a news story.
Yes, here is my news story. Hang on.
To protect the world from devastation.
To unite all peoples within our nation.
To denounce the evils of truth and love.
To extend our reach to the stars above.
Jesse.
James.
Team Rocket, blast off at the speed of light.
Surrender now or prepare to fight.
Yes, that's right.
Thank you. That was glorious. You're welcome. Too.
It was.
How's that your news story?
It's not. I just wanted to play it.
Okay.
I'm having too much fun with this. Okay. In all seriousness, though, my news story isn't really a news story that I found, but it's current events all the same. I guess today, on 0707, they were having some sort of, like, Harry Potter, like, premiere thingy.
Oh, red carpet or whatever. I saw that on YouTube.
I don't know what it was exactly.
There's a link on YouTube for it.
Yeah, there was some sort of like live stream of the event or something, and
yeah.
Like this entire morning, my whole Tumblr dashboard, like 99% of it was all Harry Potter, like from this live stream. It was, and I follow a lot of people, and there was just so much. Every time I would refresh the page, there would be like 5 more new things related to it, like.
People really like Harry Potter.
They do. It's almost scary, quite honestly.
I like it, but just not that much.
Yeah, same here. Ow, my head.
Oh, yeah, here it is.
Sorry, I stopped talking for a second. Because I was drinking water, and the water kind of went up my nose backwards. Because I kind of coughed. That hurt. Ow.
That is quite unfortunate. Quite fortunate indeed.
It's also Bungie Day.
It is Bungie Day. Are they doing anything for this or what?
If you play against a team of Bungie members and you beat them by 20, they mail you a steak.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of funny.
That's awesome.
Except I feel like the chances of playing them are so low.
Let alone beating them.
Yeah, by 20. You'd have to beat them by 20. God.
That's crazy.
I wonder if they'll even send any. Will anybody beat them by 20?
If somebody does, because, I mean, I'm sure there's some pretty skilled teams out there if they happen to meet up and
yeah, you'd have,
beat
but
them.
That's
I'm
the
sure
problem.
They keep their word.
No, I know. I know they'll send it if somebody beats them. I'm just wondering if a team
is actually that good.
Will actually meet them.
I would want to attempt this if I had an Xbox.
Go buy one.
I don't have time or money.
You have time.
Yeah.
You have nothing but time.
Okay, you have.
Shut up.
I have no money.
Okay, that's more realistic.
I don't have enough time to get that much money.
Hey, Dylan, you want to pool together money and buy Tony an Xbox?
No. I have money saved up for good reasons, and I'm going to be spending a lot of it.
Tony, what would you do if I, like, sold a bunch of old games I have and bought you an Xbox?
I would be confused.
Well, I don't have anybody cool to play with anymore.
I would be grateful, just confused.
I could go on Xbox sometimes, and you could play with me.
I would also be like...
Be like what?
Darn it, did it play or... Hang on.
You would be like Go-Go Power Rangers?
I would.
How does that make sense?
Go-Go Power Rangers!
I would use my Xbox to create a Megazord.
Oh, okay. Obviously, that makes perfect sense.
It does, though. I mean...
Alright, was that our news stories?
Yeah, yeah. Harry Potter premiere. Yeah.
Our news thingy. Stories.
It was just everywhere.
Stories.
Shh. Not so loud.
But, yeah, I would be more interested in it if I was actually caught up on the Harry Potter series, like, at all. I started reading book one again a while back, but I've been distracted by so many other things that I have not gotten farther than the first few chapters.
By other things, he means Tumblr.
Yes, Tumblr.
Tumblr.
Elf and Lied.
Tumblr and Tumblr.
Not just Tumblr.
And Tumblr.
There's some other books I've been working on. There's animes and manga that I've been reading and watching.
Tumblr.
takes up about 90% of my time.
More like 100.
Not really. I read sometimes. I was just reading The Paths We Choose.
You read Tumblr.
I was just reading The Paths We Choose by Sully Erna of Godsmack earlier today.
Did you read it off Tumblr?
Wait.
I did not.
Wait. What was it, an article or is it a book?
No, it's a book. It's a memoir that he wrote.
A book?
Huh. Yeah.
I didn't know he wrote a book.
Yep. It's called The Paths We Choose. It's interesting.
Is it really good?
It's good.
Suggest it?
I would suggest it, yes.
Huh. Maybe I'll actually look into that then.
You should. Honestly, throughout like the first many portions of the book, I was just shaking my head like, come on. How could... Just because of how idiotic he and his friends were back in the day. But, I mean, it's an interesting read.
Yay.
People are stupid. Newsflash.
You get to see how much, yeah.
All right.
People are retarded.
Let's move on to the excellent and the abhorrent. Abhorrent. Whore. Tony's playing music. Tony.
Yes?
Can you stop?
There we go.
Really?
Really.
All right, who wants to go first?
What are we doing right now?
God damn it!
Sorry. I'm distracted by Tumblr.
Get off of Tumblr.
I'm reading Tony's posts.
Get off of Tumblr. I can't lose both of you to that stupid site.
Hey, I may read it occasionally, but I don't post a bajillion trillion things like you guys do.
Dylan.
Bajillion trillion.
Dylan, do your excellent and abhorrent.
Okay, am I going first?
Sure.
Okay, well, my excellence, since I really couldn't think of anything else, it is that school starts in about a month and a half. And I am very excited.
That's not an excellent.
Because I'm starting college. And it's something I really want to do. And I'm very excited.
Well, yeah,
because
it's good for you, but not for me.
No, and I'm really freaking bored of working right now, honestly. I like the money and all, but it's just the same crap every day. But, whatever. So, yeah, that's my excellent. School's coming up. I'm excited. I'm going to be a lineman.
Neat.
Yay, man.
I immediately imagined football.
No, not football.
Wait, he wasn't talking about football?
No.
No, I'm talking about the guys who climb up on telephone poles.
Tony.
What?
That would be like you saying you're going to be on a football team.
Well, I was confused. My first thought was football. I didn't know there was another type of lineman.
Like, okay, I will specify. Electrical linemen or power linemen.
Okay. I've never heard of that before.
They are the guys who climb up on telephone poles and do awesome things with telephone wires and lots of electricity.
Ah, lovely.
Sounds kinky.
Some people might find it kinky. I don't know.
There's a paraphilia for that.
Yeah.
What's your abhorrent?
well, my abhorrent, but not really so much of an abhorrent, was Monday after work. I went and shot off fireworks at a friend's house, which it was all fun and games until it turned into let's start shooting fireworks at each other.
That sounds like a bad idea. That
or
sounds like
let's
bad
start,
idea number one.
Or like, let's start lighting off fireworks in the giant pile of fireworks.
That also sounds bad.
I mean, it was fun and all until it's like, I don't like being shot at by fireworks or having
anything
firecrackers thrown on me.
That sounds like a combination of really bad ideas.
There were a couple firecrackers that went off in people's hands. People lit some firecrackers and threw them on other people.
Ow. Oh God!
And that really just pissed more people off and made us like angry. But
I remember
for the longest.
I remember back in my days of youth, at my grandma's house, my dad
not
and
old.
Shut up!
You're younger than me.
Back in the days of my relative youth, I was at my grandma's house, and my dad and my aunt's boyfriend at the time, I think, were shooting off fireworks in the front yard, and one of them kind of tipped over and shot down the street under someone else's car. Luckily the damn thing didn't explode.
I saw a firework explode under a car once down in Alabama.
Oh boy.
Cops came to the people and who lit it off. It was awesome to watch. But yeah.
Oh, God.
Pretty much what it was at my friend's house was somehow they divided into two teams and they hit one team in like a PVC pipe and they would put like a buttload of bottle rockets in it and take a torch and just light them all.
Oh goodness.
That sounds kind of awesome.
And the other team would just like put on the floor since they had nothing to launch them out with and just light them on the ground and they would just go shoot everywhere.
Then, both of them sound like terrible ideas, but they both sound awesome at the same time.
Then somebody thought it would be a good idea to take a big PVC pipe and put a little PVC pipe in front of it, angling it upwards. So when they lit off on the bottle rockets, it hit the little PVC pipe, bounced back out, and pretty much landed on the ground right next to the people holding the pipe and exploded.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It was lots of bad ideas and lots of me running and hiding behind a wall. Because I didn't know where they would go. It wasn't all my friends that were morons. Just a few of them. The ones who put the mortars in the launching tube upside down are the morons.
What?
Because then the mortars then just explode on the ground.
Isn't a mortar just like a tube with an opening on the top?
Or the mortar shell. The mortar shell that goes into the tube. They put the shell in upside down so it wouldn't go shooting upward. It just kind of stayed on the ground and exploded.
Wow. You have some smart friends there, Dylan.
It was never good. But then there were people who did put it in the shell or in the tube, right? And they went up in the air and they looked beautiful. It was wonderful.
So,
that would probably be my abhorrent since I really wasn't too big of a fan of that.
All right, Tony, who's going next? Me or you?
Penis.
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 Penis!
Penis!
Penis! Penis! I'll go next.
Did I win?
No. I just said I'd go next.
Oh, okay.
My excellent this week is the fact that I finally beat L.A. Noir after 16 hours. That game is way too long.
I've played longer.
No, but it's too long.
That's what she said.
For that particular game mechanic, I was sick of walking around and interrogating people. Like, seriously.
You probably would not do too well with Phoenix Wright.
I would get sick of it.
But was it a good game overall? Was the ending worth it?
So, like, for, like, There's 21 cases. And for, like, four of them near the end, I kind of walk-throughed my way through all of it.
Traitor. While you're talking about this, I'll be right back. I need to feed my dogs.
Oh, okay.
I'll listen.
I walk-throughed my way through all of it because I was so sick of playing and I just wanted to know how the story ended. The game itself is... It's a good game. I felt like it was stretched out longer than it should have been. Because there's like three main storylines in it, and you're never really sure what you're supposed to be following and what's going on at some point. Like the whole Black Dahlia thing that's in it.
Yeah.
That doesn't last for the whole thing, and they probably could have made it last. They really wanted it. Would have been cool.
So was there like another thing after the Black Dahlia? Another type of
it was serial killer? It was more surrounding like the cops and... Remember the Vice dude with the pink suit?
Oh, yeah, that guy.
He's in a lot of stuff.
I didn't like him.
Yeah, he's in a lot of stuff. There's corruption and stuff.
Oh, so it pretty much just shows police corruption.
Yeah.
For the most part.
Nah, without spoiling anything.
Yeah, I still need to finish playing, even though I got a long-ass way to go.
Yeah, you got a while. But yeah, that was my excellent for this week.
All right, what's your abhorrent?
Well, my abhorrent is Bill S978.
Oh, are you going to wait for Tony to come back or to rant so he actually knows what it is?
I might rant about this for, I don't know. I'm not sure how long I can rant anymore because I've already been ranting for a few days here.
Like, I've pretty much, what I've heard about, I've heard, like, basically what it is. I never really read into it. I read what I read on Laura's status of, you guys arguing against, like, whoever that person was.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just read all of that, pretty much, because I don't remember where I was. I read it on my phone, so I didn't go to the link. I don't remember where.
So, well, I'm looking up, I'm trying to look up stuff about it so I can get a more informed opinion. Yeah. I think I basically have it, but, you know. I'm looking at another bill that somebody said is worse.
There's another bill that's worse?
Oh, wait, no. This has nothing to do with gaming.
Oh.
It bans the sale of or possession of large capacity ammunition magazines.
Oh.
Apparently there's something like that existing or will happen or might happen. I don't know.
I don't know. I'm still on Tumblr. Tumbling away.
Really?
I'm reading a bunch of things Tony posted. I don't know what this is.
What is up, guys? The missing link is back.
Good. Connor is about to go on a rant.
I have to be right back.
Oh,
now he's gonna disappear.
Have fun.
Neat. Oh, what did I miss?
Connor's looking up stuff for what he's porn. About to rant about.
Porn.
He's gonna rant.
Porn.
He might be ranting about porn. I don't know.
Nah, I know.
What was it? Oh, yeah. So he was looking up. I don't know how much she'll rant about it, but. Made up, he pretty much gave me an understanding more about it since I really never looked into it.
Yeah, same here. Although Matt did talk to me about it, so I have some understanding, I guess. Matt actually just messaged me asking what I'm up to.
We are being awesome.
Recording another episode. Not even going to specify what. So, I may have found my favorite button on this thing. Hang on.
Well, what's this thing?
What did I walk in on?
Stop it.
Is it bad that I was dancing to that?
How long was that going on?
Not that long.
About 15 seconds.
Just resort to since
I was so hoping you would walk in the middle of that. Just planned.
That was awesome. That was yes.
So,
yo,
we're gonna talk about Bill S978.
DeWitt.
Is that your abhorrent?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
S978, the bill that's going to ban the uploading of any copyrighted material to any website. In America, at least. So, if it actually passes, I'm looking for the Pirate Bay to make the Pirate Tube or something. But it's so stupid. Tony, would you agree with me on this?
I would definitely agree with you. Because, I mean, this thing will definitely kill a lot of the, a lot of good material that comes out of, like, fan bases of a lot of works. Because, I mean, you know, this would kill off anything, like...
Machinima?
Yeah, Machinima, parodies of works, like I said earlier, covers of songs done by, you know, people on instruments. It's ridiculous.
Wait, it also does music, too? Not just video games?
Yeah, it does music. It's anything copyrighted.
Well, that seems like... Oh, yeah, I remember Notch saying something about it in one of his
tweets Notch,
or something.
It's funny, because Notch basically said... He expects, if it does pass, for a lot of developers to include in their terms of service that it's excluded from that.
Huh. Would that work?
He said, I'm assuming, a special clause.
I hope so. I don't want to lose the Yogg's cast.
Yeah, he said, if the bill passes, I suspect many game companies, including us, will add a special clause to the terms of service, specifically to allow posting videos of their games.
Yeah, because YouTube was a big reason they grew.
Yep.
And I love watching Minecraft videos.
Minecraft videos are the best. Especially Yogscast.
Yogscast. Oh my god, I'm gonna go listen to their song.
So yeah, that was mine.
Alright.
Lovely.
I think it's Tony's turn.
Mine are a bit more simple. My excellent is food. I love food.
Good.
Oh my god, yes.
You wow. Wouldn't guess it by my appearance. I have a freaking lady-like figure. It's ridiculous. But, I love food. One of my favorite foods as of late is Volcano Tacos from Taco Bell. I could eat, like, so many of those at once. Most I've gotten is three, but I could definitely eat so many more than three. And I have them with, like, the fire sauce because I'm a true Mexican like that. I said that really weird, Mexican. I just ate, like, a popsicle, so that's got my tongue a little swollen up. I can't talk very well.
Fire sauce isn't even that hot, though.
Yeah, I suppose not, but it's the hottest they have, so it's
yeah, I know.
Kind of a deal-with-it thing.
It's irritating.
It's satisfying.
I think. Have you tried Blazin' Buffalo Wild Wings sauce?
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Wait, is that their hottest sauce?
Yeah.
I tried it in Florida. Yeah. It was, oh, my God.
I ate three.
Couldn't handle it.
I ate three boneless wings like that.
Damn.
Do they still have the challenge where if you eat, like, X amount, you, like, get a free meal or whatever?
You get a t-shirt and your face on a wall of fame.
Oh, was that what it is?
I think so.
Yeah. So I was there once when people were doing it.
You have to eat, like, 18 of them
awesome.
Or something.
Oh, my God.
It was awesome. It was awesome to watch.
Summerfest 2 Saturday at Joe Jones.
Somebody's at Summerfest.
You know what I haven't had in a really long time?
What?
Chipotle. Have you ever been there?
I have not been to Chipotle.
It's just great. Wait, what does that say? Muted mic. Okay. Oh, yeah.
You completely ruined the subtlety of that. Dylan tried to be, you know... secret about it, and you...
Not really. He just couldn't say anything because the mic was muted. but yeah, I've only had Chipotle a couple times, but it's so good. I want to go there again as soon as I can.
But yeah, Mexican food would have to be like one of my favorite things ever.
Chipotle, like Qdoba, basically.
Qdoba?
El Fuego.
Oh, maybe you don't have Qdoba.
Yeah, that must be a Wisconsin thing. Like bubblers.
God. There's this one, I think it's El Fuego. I always see their commercial on TV.
El Fuego.
No, it is just annoying.
Wait, Dylan, you know what Qdoba is, right?
I know what Qdoba is.
El Hugo de Gato is en fuego.
I think Chipotle is like a different version of Qdoba.
I've just never been there. Qdoba, I really don't eat. I don't really eat that much Mexican food.
You should. It's glorious. Just,
it is pretty
maybe,
good.
Maybe next time me and Connor hang out, we should go there.
We should. There's one by Five Guys-ish.
Is there? Okay, yeah. Let's go there then.
Yeah, just look for a group of five guys standing around, and there's your account.
That name can just be used.
It is glorious.
My abhorrent would have to be feeling tired because can't do anything very well when you're, you know, feeling so low on energy. I got like 7 hours of sleep last night, but I just did not want to get up. But I had to because I was like an hour and a half late for feeding the dogs this morning. It's like, oh, I don't want to leave this bed. And I suppose it's my own fault more than anything, though.
That's your fault. It's all your fault.
I need to stop going to bed at like 3 a.m. It's getting ridiculous.
No, you don't.
Joey suggested last night that I be a man like him and don't sleep ever.
Sleep is overrated.
He also suggested that I quit school, so...
I think you should follow his advice.
He
sounds
told me to
good.
Quit school so he'd go to one of his shows. I was like, I don't know. I should show him that hippie van. I wonder what he'd think. Tell him to buy it.
He might do it.
Buy it.
It is on eBay, so he might buy it immediately. Because he does that.
Right. Oh, but, yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
What?
Fatigue is not fun. Ah! Frisbee!
Well, then.
Do we do his abhorrent yet?
Yeah, that sleeping or tiredness was his.
Oh. Sleeping is amazing. Sleeping is like my only escape from feeling like crap lately.
All right. So, that's over.
Yep. All right.
Now what?
Well, what do we do after this?
Ugh.
Well, we normally have fan mail, but we don't have any fan mail.
Yep. We have one fan mail.
Oh, all right.
We do? Apparently we do.
It's from Yvonne.
Oh.
So, to the three bromigos, if you had to choose to not ever wash your bed sheets again or not wash your bath towel ever again, which would you rather not wash?
Am I allowed to sleep on the clean thing that I can wash?
I don't see why not.
Because then I would wash my towel, so then I could just lay on my towel.
I guess that makes sense.
I mean, because at least then I have a clean towel to get clean with. Because if I clean my bed, then I'd be clean. All I like being clean.
I think that's a sensible answer.
I'm going to go with, I'll clean my towel.
Dylan's convinced me, towel.
My thought process works a bit differently because, well, okay, this is assuming we can't just buy more bed sheets or towels.
Oh.
But, and assuming that you don't have more than one already.
But I can also just go sleep on a couch.
But I would rather... I personally would rather wash the bed sheet because I don't take baths, I take showers. But my towels don't really tend to get very dirty. I just hang them on my door and let them dry and then use again whenever I need to. My bed sheets, on the other hand, assuming that I can't change them, I assume that over time, circumstances may cause it needing to be washed. Connor has, hey, wait a minute. Let's just leave the viewers clueless.
Yes.
Good idea. Move on.
Whatever the case,
I just buy a new bed. I love this song. Thank you for showing me it. Or whatever it is.
It's definitely a song.
I love it. What is it called?
I'm not sure.
I'd look it up, but I have no idea what it's saying.
The button is labeled Loituma. So let me look that up. Loituma. Oh god, there's a techno version on YouTube.
Ugh.
But that thing is just a section of a song called Levon Polka.
Polka.
So yeah.
Polka.
Can't read my no you can't read my polka face.
Polka face.
Polka face.
I wanna make that song.
Yes. It probably has already been made.
With polka music.
Let's see this techno version.
God, I think I found a video.
Okay, wait, let me fast forward, because this doesn't seem very different. It's just faster. Oh, wait. Okay, yeah, enough of that.
That was cool.
It was cool.
I wasn't expecting it to sound good.
Yeah.
I kind of expected more of, like, you know, not very well made.
Yeah, no, it's neat, though, I think. Okay.
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 That's all you have to say?
That's... Well, I do have one more thing to say. That's... Oh, wait... Yes.
Yes.
Indeed.
I love how it says listen.
Listen. Hey.
Hey, listen to this.
Good. Very good.
What have we degenerated into?
I'm not really sure.
Oh, this is sad.
Pretty much.
I'm cupping my face in my hands right now.
Really?
Wait, message. This episode... Oh, yeah. I think we just need to... Hey!
Every time. It's like, hey!
God damn it.
It's not my fault.
I like leaving... Like, just being completely confusing.
Well, I guess we should end this.
Yeah, I would say so.
Abhorrence.
This is pretty bad.
It's not
terrible.
I think we just need to plan better. I think we can't just do on the spot things like this.
Well, this will come out of nowhere. Connor texts me. He's like, "We recording. Get on now,
yeah,
boy." He's like, okay. I was expecting to do this like later on tonight or something, or tomorrow.
Yeah, that was. I just wanted to.
Right. Okay. Yeah, I don't know. This is just one of my apathetic days, so I'm not too good.
I'm just really tired. I don't know. It's still better than episode one.
Anything is. It's okay.
As long as we keep it above that level, I think we're good. But I still think last episode was best.
Was episode one really that bad?
Yes.
I don't remember what we even talked about.
Whatever it was bad.
I just know it wasn't very planned out at all.
We should bring in more special guests.
That's yeah, I'd say so.
We should.
I haven't done that since episode three.
Yeah,
but Connor, you should bring in people.
Hey.
I got nobody to bring in.
Maybe we could bring in Yvonne.
Make me do everything.
Well, you are the person who runs this.
Hang on, we're recording. We're almost done.
Every episode.
Every single one.
What, Tyler?
Yes.
All right, so I think somebody should do an outro, since we really have nothing else to talk about.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, dude and dudes and dudettes?
That's an intro.
It's Dantoni the Link here with Connor the Dark Lord and Dylan the Clown. Uh-huh. Here for Writhing for Wings.
Ooh, yeah. We're awesome.
Let's get this ball rolling. Oh, wait.
Yeah.
It's the end.
Let's get this roll bowling off. Wait. I mixed up my words. But let's just end it there. No, okay. Yeah. So, thanks for sticking with us, guys, for whatever reason.
Send us mail.
They haven't stuck with us. Yeah, Nobody's going to listen this far.
Nope.
No.
Nobody is listening. If you are, you deserve an award.
If you are, send us an email.
Just, I don't know. Send us some form of communication with
Facebook, Tumblr. We need a Twitter.
Just email us or message us somewhere saying, pip-pip, yabba yabba pip-pip, yabba dabba do. And we'll know that you listen.
Do it.
And you'll get some sort of award. Nothing tangible, most likely, but I don't know, perhaps a Geshul's best special guest spot.
This outro is
I'm just gonna stop talking.
No, you have to.
Damn it. So yeah. Goodbye, guys. We'll be better next time.
Goodbye.